Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning. This is Chaya calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Okay, great. So I see you called in a while back inquiring about home care services.
Yeah, but I was just checking out. I think
okay.
It's a rate.
I can still assist you with that. I can see what we can offer you now. Are you with a different agency?
Yeah, but I think I'm satisfied with them. They are not only the rate is good.
Again?
Professionalism and courtesy and the way they deal with customers is excellent. What I can do, I'll take your number because I told somebody else that I was looking around for them because I know sometimes my son has the same business and but he's in Florida and I know sometimes client is hard to get. So I'm willing to, if I know of anybody, I can put them on to you guys.
You can't what?
If I've known of anyone who wants an agency, I can give them your number and they can call you.
Okay, that's great. But are you
I know a lady.
Okay.
I know a lady. She's a very, stubborn person in terms of, she has a little disability. So sometimes she talks and she's not sure she wants. But if you can persuade her and tell her that your company and the work calls are excellent and they're professional, whatever, she might just try you guys.
Okay, so you can give her our number.
Yeah, what's your number?
So it's the one I just called. It's
267-55. Yeah?
Yeah, so 267-551.
Yes.
7425.
The other thing is that I'm supposed to be applying for some extra hours. And they might give it to me because they said in July. June there.
Oh, and we're in July 3, so that's good.
Yeah, so
which agency are you with right now?
I won't tell you the agency, but what I'm telling you is that if they grant me that extra hours and your rate is not bad, I can, whoever I'm going to employ to do the night job, because they probably won't give it me 24 hours, I would call you and speak to you and give it to you because it's also a family member I would be taking on for the job. And they have HAA, so I would put them on to you. What's your name?
My name is Chaya.
How do you spell that? S-Y?
So C-H-A-Y-A.
C-H-A-Y-A. Oh, you're Chinese? Chaya. Yeah, I got your name.
Okay, do you want me to check the rate we can offer you right now?
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on a minute. Give me. And which county are you in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. And how much hours are you currently doing?
I won't tell you the hours, honestly. I'm doing a lot of hours, but I won't give you the figures.
You don't want to tell me the hours you're doing?
No, because that's not relevant. Just tell me the hours that I can get. And based on what hours, you tell me your hours, say $14 for 50 hours, whatever, you tell me.
Right, so it's the insurance that is approving the hours, and then we pay per hour. So I need to know accordingly to how many hours you do per week, how much we can
offer. Yeah, but what I'm saying to you, I need my hours right now with my rate is fine. The new hours,
but maybe
I might,
we can offer you
I can
more.
Give you. I don't think so, because I think I talked to your company last time, and what they tell me, $14 before tax, and I'm getting more than that. So it doesn't make
maybe
sense.
Things changed. I see it was a while
okay,
ago.
So what I'm going to say to you, the new hours that I'm supposed to get would work out to be like from 11 to 8 in the morning. How much hours was that? 11, 12, that's what? 8 hours, 9 hours. Work it out at 45 hours. I think maybe 42 hours.
42 hours a week?
Yes.
Okay. And how much are you currently at?
And that's what I'm saying to you. I'm talking about the new rate. Go on the new rate.
Uh-huh.
What
okay.
is the new rate at 42 that you would give?
Hold on, let's see. Hold on. And you're their caregiver, right?
Yes. The person also live in my house.
Hold on, I'm just looking that. So what about like 1525 plus a sign-on bonus?
Is that before or after tax?
That is before tax.
1520?
We can do 1525 plus a $200 okay. sign-on bonus. How does that sound?
Okay, not bad. No,
great.
Yes. But the other thing I want to present to you, you are the person who run the company?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because there was a proposal I was going to put to that person. There's another business that has to do with patient that I am entering into within another year.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to speak to the person. I said they would be interested. I'm also a CNA nurse, and I'm also a practical nurse with a lot of experience. What I wanted to, within one more year from now, I want to have a adult daycare, which I'm turning my home into one because I'll be relocating into another home. This is my home. So I want to put it, it's very nice. Just a few little changes to do. It has a 4-bedroom, the flat downstairs, 3-bedroom upstairs, a big kitchen, and the stairways to go up with anybody who can't walk. So what I want to do is to let people come into the business with me. Like I pay them a percentage to get clients. I don't need a lot of clients. I don't need more than 4 clients. But I'm going to work on it. So if somebody wants to come in that business with me, whatever, if they get somebody from it, 2 people, then we give them a percentage every month out of that. So that is something that I'm thinking about doing one year from today.
Oh.
But anyway, I will call you. Your name is Saya.
Yeah, why don't we get this done right now? I want to, you know, why shouldn't you start making this amount already?
Huh?
Why shouldn't you start making this amount?
What amount?
The 1525 plus the
$200. Yeah, but I'm saying
final.
To you, listen, I have been in business over 25 years and I'm going to tell you something. A job is a job. A work is a work. It's two different things. When you have a job, it's like a business. Business that only entails the amount of money you can get in an instant. It also do with the other things that keep your business in terms of the way people deal with you, the way you communicate with them, the way they understand you, the way they look out for you. That goes a far way in business. So for me to be with these people for almost 4 years, and I have never had one single problem with them. The way they speak to me, they jump, the way they look out for me, they approach, they professionalism, I'm sorry because my tongue tie up. I am not going to sell them out for maybe a 50 cents more. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because I do get 14 something after tax. So maybe your one would work out to the same, and I'm saying to you, I'm with them for a long time. What I can do honestly is to try to help you to get clients. Because my son is in the same business as your company. And I understand how hard it is sometimes to get good clients. You understand what I'm saying to you? So I'm not going to sell them out for...
Yes.
I'm a genuine person, and just so I am. I'm not going to sell them out, and I do like that company. They're very good. I don't have any problem
That's
with
very
it.
Nice.
Yes.
That's very nice, but we actually offer amazing customer service and
I don't know about
care,
that. That is buying pushing the bag.
Right.
I honestly don't know about that, and I have built my trust with them. So what you need to understand is to build trust with your clients so they will be stick to you based on your service, not so much based on the money.
Right.
You can get good money and stink. I was with a client who, the lady who of the company, she and I practically used to do the same nursing job. She opened a company, and after she get into it, she was so rude. I had to cut her off. I almost nearly in her face. So I'm saying to you, when you have somebody who you can say, look, no, these people are very good at what they do. They understand you. They prompt. If I don't sign a clock out, maybe I miss it. She's right there to call me right away and say, you didn't clock out. Cocky, no. And she look out for me, and she's there. She don't give me attitude. She speaks to me in a manner of respect. These are the things that hold client. You understand what I'm saying to you?
That's right. I know
yes.
that.
So when you can do that with somebody, you will have your client for a long time, irrespective of what rate goes up or come down.
100%.
Yes. So I will help you. If I get anybody, and as I tell you, if I am granting these extra hours, I will give them to you.
Great.
Trust me when I tell you that I'll do it.
Amazing. So when do you think I can follow up with you?
I don't know. Give me 2 months, a month. I will call you. It will happen.
Okay.
All right?
I'm going to do a follow up with you in 2 months from now.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Take care.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.